Welcome to today's episode of Rocks Rocks Themes with me, the Rockmost. The theme this week, new wave of British heavy metal, which was a phenomenon mainly in the UK, hence new wave of British heavy metal, I suppose, from sort of late 70s through to the early 80s, about 2 or 3 years, there was a change in metal, and some of the bands that came from there you will recognise, some you may not, but this is the second week or the second episode of this, so you may catch songs that you weren't in the last one. Anyway, I'm rambling, aren't I? Let's do what I'm good at, which is playing the music. Start off today's show was Trespass and One of These Days. Coming up next, a little bit of Girl School.
Races are, so you better run from the devil's gun. Yeah.
That was Quartz and Stand Up and Fight. Before that, Cloven Hoof with Laying Down the Law. Girl School with their cover of Guns, Race with the Devil. And start off today's show with Trespass with One of These Days. As I say, it was a short phenomenon and many of the bands never really went any further than the new wave of British heavy metal and then went defunct. Some bands, like this one, went on forever. This is Def Leppard.
Bottle of whiskey lies heavy obstructing.
Heading rapidly towards the halfway stage of today's show. The show, of course, being Rocks Rock Themes with me, the Rockmeister. Theme this week, the second episode of New Wave of British Heavy Metal. And you've just heard White Spirit with High Upon High, Tigers of Pantang with Wild Cats, and a band that didn't seem to do too badly out of the new wave of British heavy metal. That was Def Leppard and Wasted from their album On Through the Night. Another band that didn't seem to sort of do too badly out of the genre was this one.
Bye.
album The Taker, that was Chevy and Chevy. Before that we had Zero from their album Unfinished Business with Lone Wolf, and yes, Iron Maiden from Killers, of course, with Rathchild. Heading rapidly towards the end of the show, but I've still got to squeeze a few more in. Most of them, well, no, half of them, 50%, well, a little bit more than 50%, actually, because three of them aren't well known, but two of them you will know for certain, including this one. This is Motorhead.
Ain't no hope in hell.
That's it. Saxon, another band that sort of emerged from the new wave of British heavy metal era and lasted for quite a few years. Well, quite a few decades, should I say. Well, you know what I mean. they weren't sort of just one-hit wonders, which is what a lot of them were. In fact, some of them weren't even one-hit wonders. They were just one-album wonders. But I must be perfectly honest, I did enjoy, it was one of my favourite genres, and I did enjoy getting their albums on vinyl, mainly because the covers was exceptional. So if you ever get chance, or you get Google, put New Wave of British Heavy Metal album covers in Google and you will see what I mean. Anyway, as I say, that was Saxon and Backs to the Wall. Before that, we had Battle Axe from their album Burn This Town with Overdrive. Rock Goddess, a female band with The Party Never Ends. And then, of course, Motorhead with Bomber. I'm going to finish off another with another band, Dark Star, that I bought solely on the strength of the album cover and Lady Love. But thanks for listening, as always. Hopefully you've enjoyed my selection of New Wave of British Heavy Metal. I'll be back same time, same place, same channel next week with another theme on Rock's Rock Themes with me, the Rockmeister. Until then, keep smiling and see you all again soon. Bye for now.